Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
Are you struggling with weight loss? Scared of getting the shot? Golo is a better way to lose weight. No prescriptions or insurance required. Just take one Relief supplement with each meal and follow the Golo for Life plan. Golo's Relief contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals to target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. Golo is clinically proven to work and safely and effectively controls sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, so you feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. Stop going with the latest fad starvation diet. Stop depleting yourself and robbing your body of energy. Start living your best life today. Golo is effective and affordable, so before you consider drastic measures like the fad diets and new weight loss injections with potentially dangerous side effects, including significant muscle loss, learn more about Golo at Golo.com. Again, that's Golo.com. Join the 5 million who have already made the switch to Golo today. Visit Golo.com. That's Golo.com.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
Woo!
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the demon dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be right there, DPP.
Right here. Right here, right now.
Right here. Right now.
Right on the show. Ready for SummerSlam, to be honest with you.
Yeah. We're, you know, like, heating up. 2.5 weeks. Just over 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
A nice quick turnaround here. I can't wait. Nice Saturday night action for SummerSlam. The card's really shaping up nicely. You want to know what else is shaping up nicely is the fact that I had ordered the MVP bundle.
Oh.
For College Football 25. And Madden 25, you get the deluxe edition of both for $150.
Nice. $75 a piece.
For the deluxe edition.
For the deluxe edition, which is usually like, what, $90 now?
$90 or $100, yeah.
Yeah.
So, nice. I have College Football, which is out. Patrick decides that he needs physical media, so he won't get his till Monday.
Ugh.
Jeez. But if the game did come out... The game did come out digitally on his anniversary, so he thinks it saved his marriage that he went that route. So I haven't had, like, Monday I played in a golf outing for work, didn't get home till a little later in the afternoon. You can ask me about it after the show. The people really don't want to hear about it.
forgot about that.
Didn't really have time then. Tuesday recorded The Oddity. Go check out the third edition of The Oddity. It's out on the stream right before this show right now. So if you're looking for a quick, fun half hour of funny news quips, tune in for Dave Wirtz and myself. And then yesterday I got home and just had a few things to do around the house, but I have gotten in 2 exhibition games. And it's not really about the gameplay. Yeah, it's pretty much Madden, right, folks? But we already knew that. It's EA. It's what it is. I like it. It's nice. I played as the Badgers against Nebraska because they asked who my favorite team was when I started, and I picked the Badgers. So they put that matchup in when I quick played the first night. And then last night I took Colorado and played Georgia and just had fun with it. I suck at defense anyway, so I do the same thing as I do on Madden, situational defense and special teams along with the rest of the offense. So the game's fun. It's exactly what I expect. It's a little bit better than last year's Madden gameplay, but I haven't really gotten into what we want from College Football 25. I haven't started my dynasties yet, right? So I will start one for the Badgers, and I will do that right before the season starts for them, and I will play every week after the college football week is finished, so I can go in before I play my game of the week and make the major games correct and who wins. So that way, when I finish my season, only thing that'll change is how well the Badgers did as opposed to the rest of the nation. So I like to do that. And then I'll probably go in and take like a low level team or something and try and build them up and run the coaching in the dynasty and do all the extra Yahoo stuff there that you do in a college football game of, you know, recruiting, et cetera, setting your schedule, coaching contracts, whatever. But that's my
update. You gonna play the games for that too, or no? Or are you just gonna do the coaching? And
I don't know. That's a great question. Maybe I'll have three of them then. Maybe I'll have one where I just coach so that I get like I'll actually get really far in the dynasty. But we'll see. We'll see. They haven't come out with this game in 11 years. So when I saw the bundle, I was like, fuck it. Boom. 150. Haven't really regretted it yet. That way Madden will download as soon as the net's ready. Probably won't play much college football anymore, but
going to have to play at least once a week.
Yeah. Maybe Saturdays for college and Sundays for NFL or something or whatever, you know, but, that's my update for you on NCAA 25 so far. Maybe next week, we could bring back a winner of you segment if we got a couple other news items, and I can let you know how the dynasty mode is and everything too. So,
gotta dive into the gameplay a little bit. I mean, I saw the I guess we haven't seen much of what Madden's going to be this year necessarily. So, like, is like the passing game and all that stuff going to be similar to what they did in college football? Because it looks like it's a little different than Madden. But
yeah, you can you can pick the original passing, or you can pick the revamped, or you can do like the control passing. So you don't have to make yourself learn a new trick if you're an old dog.
Sweet.
So, all right, folks, let me tell you one thing before we take a break here. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. Makes a great gift as well. You can get it in a tank top. You get it in long sleeve. You get it in a hoodie. You can get it in that regular old t-shirt and get it in soft style. It'll feel great on you. Don't forget ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. You're listening to DWI 441 right here with PC and DP on Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com. We remind you to always use your head.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 441. DP, why don't we let everybody know what's happening this week right here.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
And I'm back by my own sheet.
Sheety self.
Aww. Solo sheet? Sheet. Ah, solo sheet. That's what I should have went with. The old new bloodline.
We're going to talk a little DIY. We're going to talk a little bloodline. Mommy's home. Dom's in trouble. Sonya, Shayner, and Zoe have caught my eye. McIntyre suspended again. Braun ruins the main event. And a last call on who's most and or least likely to have a major loss at SummerSlam? DPP,
ring the bell.
Let's get it going. Talk a little SmackDown. Only a couple things of note, but I think we can really dive in here. DIY retains against A-Town Down Under. I see a long title reign for these guys because, one, they're super talented and they have charisma and character and they can also wrestle. And two, the obvious, they're Triple H guys 1,000%. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But, man, these two guys deserve to have a lengthy run, and I'd love to see them stay together for the next 2 or 3 years and become that new dominant tag team that you think of, and then you can have the one last blood feud with them after they break up, like they always do.
That's the classic formula. I mean, they did it in NXT. Even those guys did it in NXT, too, and right back together. I mean, hell, they lived together, for God's sakes. I kind of hoped that they would be more in chase mode for a while, because, like, it didn't seem like as big of a moment for them winning it. Like, they weren't really kind of that when they won them in NXT, you know, it was like a big thing. And it felt like this one was kind of like, okay, and then they won the titles now, and it feels like, you know, it's just going to move on to the next team again. Because I've been hoping for a good title run for a tag team for a while, and nothing has seemed to click. I'm hoping maybe these guys do. I love DIY. They're, like you said, they're a lot of fun. If you see some of their bits on the X or wherever they post it with trying to give Randy Orton an RKO, is kind of fun.
Yeah, I saw those. Those are good. Yeah, Ciampa plays a really good straight guy.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of fun. Like you said, a lot of charisma. You know, the crowd can get behind them. Feels like their moments would have been better in chase mode and to win it on a bigger stage, but that's okay. If they can, like you said, hold the titles for a while, again, we need to make these tag titles seem kind of relevant, and they just haven't been. So if we can get some tag team matches going and make them great, then that would be awesome to see.
Make tag team wrestling great again?
Something like that.
It's just tough because you sit there and go, okay, they beat A-Town Down Under, like after they cashed in their rematch clause, right? You could say, who's next?
That's the problem. Like, there's not a lot. They haven't.
And that's the same thing on the right. And on the Raw side, it's the same thing. Okay, Awesome Truth lost to Finn and JD. What's next? They haven't done anything. They didn't even show them with the fucking titles on Raw.
Right.
No. I don't even think I saw the tag titles in the clubhouse on Raw, right?
Usually like, they have them hanging. Titles,
right? Maybe I missed it, but usually I don't know.
I didn't see them either, but I was too busy looking at mommy, but, you know, that could have been the problem.
Could have been your problem.
I know it's my problem. What's your problem?
My problem is that... No, let's talk about Solo's problem. Let's transition there. And his problem is the crowd. And, boy, there is no bigger face than a returning heel, is there not?
Oh, man. Especially one. Same thing? Yeah. One that's just completely gotten himself over as a heel. It's going to be insane when he makes that return. And Solo's playing it well. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, and he warns Roman, you know, like, he come back, you got to answer to me, man. I am the tribal chief now. Cody comes down and obviously doing Cody things, gets beat up 4-on-1. Orton comes out to help make the save, but he eventually, after time, will get triple power bomb through the table. Cody takes the Samoan spike, and that's how we ended SmackDown on Friday.
Yeah, so continuing the bloodline, new bloodline's dominance, I guess, basically. You know, they continue to get over on the baby faces. I think in general that'll be the case until SummerSlam, which is probably smart. I mean, you got to make Solo look even as dominant as possible and a real threat. I mean, it got the pin at Money in the Bank, but
you know, that was during it, you know, over a tag team match or, well, six man tag match. My guess is they'll do a tag team match next SmackDown probably, and they'll get another victory. And it's good to see them making them look so dominant. And the fact that, you know, the whole bloodline is just these, you know, psychopathic monsters, you know, behind him that, you know, when he's threatening Roman, you know, hey, you got to answer to me. Like, you look at the pack of wolves that you got to go through to get to Solo now is going to be kind of a fun thing when Roman comes back and has to go through that bloodline.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, you would think he would be the one to cost him winning the title at SummerSlam, but it could also be a returning Jimmy Uso, right? I mean, he's got a bone to pick with those guys as well. So many outs once again in the Bloodline storyline. It's amazing. Can't wait to hopefully get exactly what we all want is Civil War games would just be amazing. So we'll see. We'll see. It looks like it's coming together. We'll talk more about Solo's odds in Last Call. Let's switch it over to Raw, DP. Mommy's home. You mentioned it. She looks great. She seems like she's more comfortable having been away for a little bit and coming back.
Yeah. I mean, she sounded really good on the mic, opening up Raw. Some good passion, good fire. Good back and forth with Dami and Liv. I mean, sometimes a little bit of time off is good for people. So, you know, you kind of reset yourself and get going again. So that hopefully that's was good for her for the time. But it was an unfortunate time off, but it was good, you know, potentially just to get a little rest and get back. And luckily got back in time for SummerSlam because that just adds some additional firepower to this card. So very excited. Oh, yeah. They did such a good job with that.
Yeah, four huge championship matches. I think the cool thing is I thought with Liv backstage on the Titantron and Rhea in the ring, that promo between them back and forth I thought was wonderful. I thought Liv did a great job. I think she's been doing a great job of exactly the character she has to portray here. And by goodness, it never really died, but it wasn't quite as hot as it once was. But man, is that heat back on Dom again.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love the Black Rose coming out with the Black Roses. I love the whole, I mean, it's the whole Eddie Guerrero China reference, like the whole bit, really. And just been done really, really great. And Rhea just completely non-acceptant for almost the entire night, with just tossing everything around and rejecting him at every turn.
How do you feel about Jey Uso?
Singing
Mommy's single, telling a holla at me, and then Damian like goads Dom into like, oh yeah, man, you gotta go out there and get in that match and let him know whose woman it is. And it all backfires on Dom. He gets dominated by Jey Uso, and it backfires with him with Mommy either, because she says, I'm not yours, Dom. You're mine. And she did give him a rose, though, so maybe he's okay. I mean, that's the big storyline going into SummerSlam, right? Is does Dom turn on Rhea?
Oh, yeah. And they're doing it perfectly, right? Now, yeah, now Rhea's, you know, saying that, so yeah, where in the doghouse is he in the storyline?
Exactly. Let's talk about a different group, a new group of three women. Sonya Deville, Shayna Baszler, and Zoe Stark are now a trio yet to be named, but you think the longer they stay together, eventually we'll get a name. I hope someone that's better at naming things names this than the person that named Sonya Deville's finisher, the Deville's advocate.
It's better than the Deville's three-way, I guess. Huh?
Is it? Maybe that should be their fucking group name, the Deville's three-way.
Hey.
I don't think we can make that the title, though. I'm sorry. That leans a little bit too There's no LGBTQ hate here. It's no. All love. We don't. It's just you got. It's funny. It's funny, right?
It's funny. That's all. It has nothing to do with that. Absolutely.
All right. You put whatever title you want up. It's your fucking
Oh boy.
You fucking channel your inner pot as war. yeah. Who am I to say? I just think they're really good. I think it actually having Shayna and Zoe behind Sonya, I think it makes her a main event player. Because Sonya can talk. Sonya has a personality. Sonya carries herself a certain way in and out of the ring. And I think she can work. I think they can make her a very credible champion. I think there's a championship reign in Deville's future.
She's always been really good. I never know why she never really got that chance to be at that top level.
You know, what's happened in the last few years, you know, her and Mandy were together doing their thing, and then they kind of split, and she was trying to establish herself, and then she went through that whole stalking case where that guy got arrested and, like, went to their house and held him and everything, and they kind of let her give some time off from that. And then eventually when she came back from that, she got hurt again and busted up her knee. So now she's back. She's healthy. I hope she can get a nice 2-3 year run here, because I really think within the next 18 months, she's going to be a women's champion.
Yeah, I think she definitely could do it. Like you said, you know, she's got the talent in the ring. She can talk. She was, you know, she was general manager for a while, you know, did that whole bit too. So, like, she obviously has that presence. And I don't think Zoe Stark was ever like MMA or anything, right? But, like, she's, you know, looks the part.
She fits in and into that tough, badass woman.
Yeah. And that trio, like, fits perfectly well together. Baszler's always been great. And putting those three, like, together with, Sonya Deville kind of as the mouthpiece, as the leader. And you can make those two. I mean, obviously, they were fighting for tag team titles before, but you can make them a top tier trio.
Let's lean into it. Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
I won't
do the whole bit, but you guys know where that joke's going.
Is Damage Control on? I'm trying. Yeah,
I really want to do it. Okay, we do it. Schlemazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated, or as we used to call it back in the 70s, scissoring.
Filmed right here, right here in the Midwest.
Braun Breaker decided to. Who would have seen it coming that Braun Breaker was going to interrupt and cost Sammy a DQ in this IC? Didn't we actually say this last week, knowing that this was coming? We said exactly this. We told you what was going to happen. Braun will come up and screw up and make a dusty finish out of this and beat everybody down. And it's going to be a triple threat at SummerSlam. And I'm fucking thrilled if we get the triple threat at SummerSlam, DP. That's what we want, right?
I think it'd be awesome. I mean, I was already looking forward to just Zane and Breaker. I thought, you know, they're going to put on a great match. But had Dragunov in there, like, those guys can work. And Dragunov's, like, just nuts. If you ever watched him in the ring, dude's amazing.
I mean,
and
the match Monday before the end was just phenomenal. What a great match between Ilya and Sammy.
Yeah. And he's just a great worker. So it's like, I could see any one of those guys coming out with the title in the at SummerSlam too, which is awesome, because initially we were just like, oh, Breaker's going to win this Intercontinental title here. But throwing Dragunov in there, I'm like, fuck, Dragunov could be awesome as Intercontinental champion right now too, with Breaker just continuing to get beaten and not have that title. It would be like kind of cool to see him snap a little more. So that's going to be an awesome match, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we said a few weeks ago, too, like, let Braun or Ilya take the title out of SummerSlam and then redo that feud on the main roster like they did in NXT, because it's just more depth and flavor. It's just cooked longer. It's just got that au jus, that kind of extra taste you get, like them burn ends, you know? You know, it's just like that layered flavor is really what it is.
Yeah. And Dragunov has that, when you ever see him, you know, has that fire, especially in promos and stuff too. You just get fucking red and angry, and like,
him and Breaker, like, face-to-face can put on, like, a really good show.
Before we get to our last topic, speaking of Red and Angry, how do you like Sheamus's new entrance and theme?
It's all right. I mean, yeah. I didn't really pay attention to it at the beginning, and then they were like, oh, it's a different entrance music. I'm like, oh, yeah, shit, so it was, you know?
I'm interested to see where they go with him and him and Butch attacking him. I think that could be a really fun feud and launch Butch into something.
Pete Dunne, back to his regular name, which is nice. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. He was back, which is good. I don't know. But
I was half watching, listening to it at that point, half playing World Series of Poker.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. But yeah, they had Dunne and Tyler Bate tagging for a little while, and then Bate got hurt.
Right. That just disappeared. Oh, which, is that what happened? He got hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt, which at this right now kind of works out well for Pete Dunne, because him and Sheamus in a feud is going to be really cool.
Yeah, I think it's better than the Midget Mountain tag team they had going on.
Yeah. Well, they could go up very well against DIY. Yeah. So.
Or Finn and JD.
Or Finn and JD.
The tag team division has been like the group of guys that couldn't ride the roller coaster because they weren't hot. We weren't tall enough to go.
205 tag team live.
You must be this tall to compete for a world title. Welcome to the WWE, yeah. Son.
Sorry, you're going to have to get in that line over there. Tag teams only. Sorry.
All right, yeah. Let's get into it. Let's get into the meat and potatoes. We've had our soup. We've had our salad. We've eaten our vegetables and our sides. The meat and potatoes is upon us, and it is one Drew McIntyre returning from suspension. The suspension's been lifted. He's happy. Seems like Adam Pearce and him are on the same page. But when he comes out to the ring with the two refs that he had beaten down, Pearce wants him to apologize and refusing to do so and ending up getting so pissed off, beats down the refs. Seth Rollins comes out. I mean, Drew's suspended again. I don't think Punk's ready. I still want Punk and Drew's first match to be at Bad Blood. I think you're getting Rollins and Punk for the number one contendership at SummerSlam, because you can have Seth win because Punk costs Drew, and then Seth can face Gunther at Bash in Berlin.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, is they're not sure if he's going to be cleared.
Resuspend Drew again for some bullshit after the SummerSlam loss, and then Punk's finally cleared. Drew, you'll be unsuspended after Bash in Berlin. That headlines that pay-per-view in Atlanta. Bad Blood. They don't even need a men's world. They don't need Cody or anybody, either of the men's world titles on that show then.
True. They'll probably have one anyway, because I don't see them ever going without one, but that match would headline it, like, or should, like, and it would be awesome. That's not, and they might not do it yet because they're not on Netflix or anything, but first blood match in that feud at Bad Blood, at the returning Bad Blood, would be fucking amazing. But I think that's the worry, and I think that's why Rollins is kind of inserted here a little bit more, is because Punk may not be ready, which would really suck, because I do think SummerSlam, I think they could do SummerSlam and then have the rematch at Bad Blood. But
here's my thing. What does Seth do at SummerSlam now then?
Well, right. At this point, he's got nothing because he was inserted here.
Yeah, it really feels like it's going to be
Seth and McIntyre. And that alternative with that idea is great, because he could screw him over again, and that gets you to Rollins versus Gunther at Bash at Berlin, which would be a great match. Like, that's a great spot for Rollins to help, you know, Gunther get over even more as the champion, if that's the route they're going, which seems that way.
That was a fun promo between Priest and Gunther, though.
That was solid. Like, Gunther just, like, acting like he's the man, he's already the champion kind of guy, and like tearing down Priest, you know, as a just
garbage champion coming from the streets kind of guy, and he has to, I mean, he's kind of been playing, in a sense, the baby face for a little while too. Like, Breece's, that whole Judgment Day is kind of on, you know, on the line of babyface and heel, especially Priest, but they do a really good job of it. But getting background, you know, getting deep into who Priest is, and that's really awesome and good stuff to hear, and get some passionate stuff and get people, in a sense, behind Priest, because Gunther's clearly playing the heel here. So I loved that promo. I thought that was really, really good.
All right, folks, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we got a last call for you, talking about the four biggest titles in WWE. This is DWI 441 right here at Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. We'll be right back.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back. DWI 441 here. Don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast. DPP and PC Tunney here with you. AJ Balazs out on assignment this week. DP, it's time for the last call.
A last call for alcohol.
What do you mean it's last call?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about. And this week, DP, I want us to rank in order of the four major titles: the WWE Championship, the World Heavyweight Championship, the Women's WWE Championship, and the Women's World Title. From least to most likely to have a title change. I would imagine least likely to have a title change we would agree on. My least likely title change is Cody Rhodes.
100% agree. I don't see anywhere that Solo Sikoa is winning that.
No, it's not time for Solo to become a WWE champion. We're talking about title change, folks. We're not talking about Solo can win the match. That's fine. We don't maybe even need Roman to come back here yet, or Jey Uso, or who knows what's going to happen. But no, not here, not now, not to that guy.
No. And the storyline for the Bloodline at this point is not the WWE title. It's the Bloodline and all the family.
Except for The Rock, who wants to trade belts with Cody and have him hold his belt.
Oh, that was awkward, bro.
Who is your... There's a four of them, so I guess we're kind of creating a scale here. Not likely at all is Cody. Unlikely, we'll say, number two. Unlikely, who do you have unlikely to lose their belt?
I got Liv Morgan. That's unlikely.
I got Liv Morgan, yeah. You sick. I knew this was going to fucking backfire on us. The same fucking thing. I already know that. Yeah, I already know. Okay, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like, I can totally see a Rhea Ripley. But to make this story bigger, it's not time, because the story right here, I think, is Dom and where he's going in this, again, three-way. You know, like, there's more to the story that they could build up to, and Rhea winning it immediately would just kind of kill it, I think. Liv needs to hold on to this title for a while.
Should the title be Laverne and Shirley and Shirley?
Surely you can't be serious.
Laverne, comma Laverne. I just don't think it's time. I don't think it's time, and I don't think it makes sense for Rhea to come right back in here and beat Liv. I think it makes more sense for Liv to beat her. Maybe Liv holds this title all the way to WrestleMania, and now Rhea has to work her way back up to that after losing to Liv.
yeah, there's going to be, I feel like there's going to be a little more, because my thought would be Dom's going to turn on Rhea. Now Rhea,
I don't,
fighting with getting back up to back, you know, like more of like another kind of redemption story. She has to work, like you said, kind of work her way up. It may not be all the way to WrestleMania, but I don't know what, you know, but it's not going to be right away. I just don't think Rhea turns around and gets this title right away, because there's just so much more to tell, and Liv holding onto that title is kind of all she's got at this point. So,
well, I don't know. I think Liv's getting better and better, to be honest with you. I think she's found her character. I think this evil Liv Morgan thing and vendetta against Rhea, et cetera, I think it's really grown her character. I think she's starting to believe it. I feel like when I watch her now, she's starting to believe more in what she's doing. I think she wasn't so certain as to who she was or what she wanted to do for the last year and a half, but she feels now like, I think she got that confidence.
That's good, because I don't know. I've never felt she was great. Like, I've always felt there was something missing there. Like, and that, maybe that's it. She just wasn't comfortable. And it seemed awkward, you know, kind of thing. But I have no problem with her holding on to this for a little while, and I think it's needed.
All right. So if Cody's not likely and Liv is unlikely, the next person would be likely to lose their title. For me, Bayley. I think Bayley, there's a real good chance that Tiffany Stratton costs Bayley the title and Nia wins. And Tiffany Stratton cashes in somehow on Nia. I don't know. She almost went to cash in on Friday.
Stop
that sweet. Yeah, we have an interesting friendship there that's got that Money in the Bank twist on it.
Yeah, they've been palling around, it seems, a little bit too. And Nia stopping her from cashing in, I guess, like, it, she would, I don't know if it made a difference, but she would still have her title match. So it doesn't seem, I would think you'd want her to cash in. So now when SummerSlam comes and you get your title match, you don't have to worry about someone cashing in on you.
Well, I think Nia thinks that Tiffany should be there for her to win this title so that she can be there for her to win one of the other two titles that she had mentioned earlier on Friday. Because Tiffany said, if you're Bayley or if you're Liv or if you're Roxanne, watch out, because I'm coming for one of those titles. So, you know, like, if you and I were in the situation, you know, and you had the championship match and I had the Money in the Bank, I'm not cashing in the Money in the Bank. I'm trying to get you to win that title. So that way, when I cash this in, I win my title. You know what I mean?
I thought you but couldn't not cash friends in. As good as us,
though. It's not friends as good as us, though.
Yeah. It's the best friends that anyone have had. Scout's Honor. Spock's Honor. Ooh.
I know. Hey, I'm better at making the Vulcan sign than the. I don't know what the scout sign is. What is
two
the
or three?
Sign?
I think it's two. I don't know. Three fingers? I don't fucking know. Not that. Hey, Roman. I hope.
No, that's not. That wasn't what I was doing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what though. Before we move on necessarily, but my likely is Damian Priest.
Okay.
I got these two reversed. So there you go. Because right. I think there's a very, very good chance that Nia Jax wins the title here. I think it's time. I think it's a great spot for her to win it after winning Queen of the Ring. I think she's been doing a really awesome job. She's looked dominant and phenomenal and way better than she did before. I think having her as champion right now and going through.
Dude, she put Mia Yim over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to shout out to two people. Like, I want to shout out to Nia and I want to shout out to Strowman.
Strowman against Priest.
Put their opponents over in spades. It was fucking awesome to watch.
Yeah. And yeah, having Nia as a dominant champion and hold on to the title for a while and maybe go to WrestleMania or something would be really awesome. I think a good title run with her would be great.
Hold it till Rumble.
Or Rumble.
Or lose it in Elimination Chamber or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah. Or she could be the one that gets cashed in on after a while if they continue like their friendship. And then, you know, at one point during a match, Tiffany turns on her and takes the title, and they could go have a little feud too. Like, that could be a lot of fun. So that they are my most likely, or whatever our top one is.
I have Priest most likely to lose. I think that the Judgment Day implosion kind of stuff storyline is imminent and a lot closer than we think. And I think they've earmarked Gunther to win this title at SummerSlam for a while now. I could be wrong, and that's fine. I like Damian Priest. I think Damian Priest is getting so much better. Like, I'm not saying in the ring. He's fine. As long as he can kick out when he's supposed to. But his character, like, in dealing with the Judgment Day, too, it's like almost I don't want to break up the Judgment Day, because once you break them up, you don't really have – you have to go with those storylines. If they're together, you can still – you have options, so we'll see. We'll see. I just think, though, that Gunther should win, even if it ends up being a rematch with him and Priest at Bash in Berlin. That's fine, too. But I think that pay-per-view in Europe there, especially in the Bavarian area of Europe, right after SummerSlam, that makes a lot of sense for certain someone to win the title and go defend it.
Yeah, that's going to be rocking there. I could definitely that's kind of why I have him as likely. Cause I really think Nia is going to win it, but you could still have Priest win the keep the title and kind of redo this and have Gunther win it in Berlin, you know, as an option too, rather than defending it. But I feel like both of those, number one, number two, are like really close. Like, I'm damn near positive Gunther's going to win the title and Nia Jax are going to win the title. So they're real, real close together.
Two weeks from now, you're going to tune in and we're going to say Cody's going to win and Liv's going to win. And we're also going to say Bayley's going to lose and Priest is going to lose. We basically gave you our predictions.
Kind of.
Right now. But you know what? Things could change over the next 2 weeks, but we both feel like not likely.
Yeah, we kind of see this is where they're going. Whatever way you want to switch it around, but you can see who's going to win or going to lose the titles.
The one thing in limbo is whether or not we're going to have Punk and McIntyre instead, or if we'd have Rollins and McIntyre. I think that's about it. The other thing I wanted to know is what kind of matches do Orton and KO have a match against, like Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga at SummerSlam? Like, where does Orton and Owens fit in? Are they just all ringside for this championship match?
You want to make it a lumberjack match or something?
No, but like,
Cody could have him in the background.
Cody could go to Pierce and say, you know, the bloodline's going to be there. And if not, they're going to be waiting to be down there. I want Orton and KO ringside.
Could be. Yeah. You could have those, you know, I assume either way, there's going to be some kind of all that shit going on where they all get involved,
especially after especially Orton getting triple powerbomb through the table.
Yeah, but I think a tag team match between those guys would make a lot of sense to get them on the card for sure. Because I mean, that's clearly the feud they're in right now is with those guys, and you know they could even still be at ringside for the main event match too. But I'm guessing they're going to get involved either way. But I do like an idea. I do like the tag team match. I would imagine that's going to happen. You got to get the rest of the bloodline involved.
This is going to be a 4-hour show plus the pre-show. Like, everything's been 3 hours. I think this is going to be 4. So I think you're going to see 7 matches.
What's crazy is, like, you know, they're talking, you know, what is next year starts the 2-day SummerSlams. I'm not a fan of the 2-day thing, but like,
I'm not either. I'm okay with it for Mania and it should just stay there.
Yeah. Add a couple matches to the card, make it, you know, make the big ones longer, like an extra hour longer, but that's it. But like, man, we are filling up this card with really fucking good matches. Like, could be awesome matches.
You know, at some point, it's going to be, well, it already is going to be with SummerSlam. They're not going to go back. But Rumble's going to happen, too, because they have two Rumbles now.
Right. Yeah, you could totally main event both of them with the different Rumbles, the men's and women's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think a tag team match with those guys makes a lot of sense. I mean, you got to have Randy Orton on the card. And that's where I could see them two winning and taking out the, you know, whoever it would be, I guess, Tama and Tonga.
You mean Tama and Loa?
Loa, yeah.
No,
Tama Loa's and Tonga. Well, Tonga, Loa, and Tama, Tonga. Tama and Tonga. Yeah.
Tama and Loa. Loa's not getting back in the ring. He couldn't even fucking nutshot it. First he oil checked him, and then he punched the other guy through the fucking, like...
Nah, you gotta keep the Fatu in there.
It's gotta be Tama and Jacob Fatu, dude. I'm sorry. That's the case.
Yeah, keep Tonga, keep Loa on the sideline there, and he can just be in his suit, hanging out.
Yep.
Sounds fine. Yep. He can be the new wise man without a voice. No. Just no talking.
Just a foot soldier.
Just a man. Just a man.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Just a man.
All right. We did it again. DWI 441 right here. Follow AJ at Phenomenal AJB. Hopefully he'll be back next week. Make sure you're checking out everything on thechairshot.com. Tons of great coverage. I tell you every week. Steven Mitchell and Andrew Belaz are the best. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, TNA, ROH, AEW, New Japan. They got you freaking covered on thechairshot.com. DP?
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me DPP. You can follow this show at Podcast DWI on that X and at Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
You can follow me at PC Tunney. Make sure you're checking out everything Chairshot Radio Network. We're trying to get you a brand new drop every single morning for your earballs. But until next week, you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DW. Goodbye.
Try that three-way.
Oh, ménage à trois.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Dumbass.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.